So my family immigrated to the U.S. when I was 3, and my mom had already been a physician in China before, you know, obviously before I was born. And then we immigrated here to do mostly for her job. She was initially a researcher here, but then over time realized that she really missed patient interactions and seeing patients. So she decided to try to retrain as a physician in the U.S., which is very difficult when you're a foreign medical grad. So she had to retake a lot of exams and redo residency. So I feel like, you know, that happened when I was in elementary and middle school. So I feel like I saw like firsthand both like how much she wanted to become a physician, also how difficult it was. But then after she completed those and was able to practice medicine here, I was also able to see how fulfilling it was for her. So I feel like I had sort of a balanced perspective, you know, not just sugarcoating how great it is, but also like the hard work that has to and sacrifice that went into it. So I think she was definitely my earliest inspiration to pursue a career in medicine. So my job is a mix of research, clinic, and teaching. So the clinic part is seeing patients with gastrointestinal cancers. I do research on several different GI cancers, but they're span the range from clinical trials to translational research, looking at tissue specimens. Then I also am interested in health services research, looking at disparities in access to care and cancer care outcomes. Definitely one of the best parts of my job is getting to teach the next generation of either medical trainees or people who are interested in pursuing a career in medicine. I try to be very real about it, you know, about the great parts about being a physician and also the more challenging parts. And I feel like that is, like I was saying with my mom, and I feel like, you know, I got that exposure through her, especially for women who are interested in pursuing medicine. I feel like it's important to have other female mentors. There's still a huge lack of female physicians and leadership positions, even though medical school classes are about 50% women. The proportion of women in sort of the higher ranks of particularly academic medicine are very small. So there aren't that many people to look up to at that level. But yeah, I guess for, you know, trainees, I just try to give a very realistic view of, you know, both the positives and negatives of being a physician. Obviously, I think the positives outweigh the negatives. But I think going into any field, particularly one where the training is very long and there are a lot of sacrifices, you have to go in with, you know, eyes wide open. In the field I'm in academic medicine, you know, the things that are really valued are research papers and grants and seeing patients. But really, you know, promotion is about, you know, your research papers, your grant funding, sort of traditional metrics of success you know, mentoring and you know, being a woman and overcoming some of the barriers that women in medicine have to face isn't something that is normally celebrated. So I think that for me personally was very meaningful, that to, you know, have that opportunity to, you know, say this is like who I am and this is what makes me special. And even though these things aren't traditional metrics of success, having that celebrated by the exhibit and by the organization was very meaningful.